welcome to this week's Most Clicked. Every week, we take the top story from the Education Marketer newsletter and we have a bit of a chat about it so you can start your week with it. Now, this week, we are talking about competitor and alternative forms of education, but specifically some degree opportunities from the mighty Amazon. I'm joined as ever by my good friends, Kyle and Matt. Kyle, we want to walk us through this story then about Amazon's offer to its employees.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon gets a lot of flack for its employee conditions, doesn't it? So I guess it could be viewed as their way of handling the PR fallout from that. But nonetheless, this is a good thing they're doing, right? So they are now offering free education at 180 US colleges for their hourly paid workers. And I'm not just talking about, you know, night classes here and there. Like, these are full degree programs. Wow. Unbelievable. Like, I can't imagine how much that is costing them. And these employees, it's not like they've worked there for like many years. They've worked there in some cases for 3 months. Huh. So they're clearly taking this like really seriously. And it came off my radar because I've seen a lot of stuff like this happening in the US now. And, you know, the market forces over there for higher ed are very active, shall we say. The competition is fierce because of the cost of education, for one. But a lot of private providers like Apple, you know, like Amazon, are now stepping in with their own programs or their own take on what education can be. And then you throw in the mix, though, more specialist institutions that are popping up. This traditional model of going to the Ivy League college or over in the UK that, you know, we call the Russell Group, it's starting to be chipped away. And it's not like it's being washed away entirely. You know, these things are well established and it's going to take many years for that to shift. But you begin to see some real compelling challenges offering a new way to learn. And I just thought, I'm seeing these stories more now. So as with most things, they gain momentum over a number of years. And before you know it, you know, the market looks very different. And I do generally feel within the next 5 to 10 years, you know, you'll see an emergence of a very new kind of education, closely aligned to corporations, yes, but also very niche providers providing good, very high quality digital education. And I know, Nave, you have a few people you've seen in this space, didn't you? So yeah, share some of that.
I think it's, I was quite surprised actually that Amazon didn't come out with like their own degree. That seems to be the thing that some of the big tech companies have been doing. Like, I know Google have their own, I don't know whether they are degrees, but they're definitely like, they've got their own suite of something going on, and they're like accredited now or something like that. I need to fact check myself on that. But I'm surprised that Amazon didn't just, like, I know you say, oh, it must be costing them a fortune. I mean, Jeff's got the money. He's got so much cash at his disposal. Like, I imagine it's nothing. He could have probably bought a university. Why didn't he just make a university? These are all the questions that I'm like, oh.
He has classrooms in his facilities. They're all Amazon branded. So you can study for another university in an Amazon warehouse, I guess. But your point to Google, you are right. And they do have their own programs. So their shorter courses, I think they range from like four, again, I might fact check myself on this, but I think they're like 4 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And Google's position is like saying, yeah, these are about as value as a degree from MIT. You know, you should just do this.
Yeah.
And that seems to be working for a lot of people taking those programs.
Did you have any insight on uptake of that at Amazon, Kyle? Is it a fairly new thing that they've brought in?
It is fairly new, but they have recently expanded it. So, you know, you don't tend to expand these things unless they've been
unless there's demand
taken up. And it's not just a slight expansion. I think we're talking like moving from 20 affiliate partnered colleges to 180. Wow. So they've clearly seen some sort of value in this. And I don't. Yeah. I guess for them, I guess it's about retention of staff. Could I imagine their, you know, that their churn rate is high. Yeah.
It seems the opposite though. It seems like Amazon going, yeah, you can get a better job. Like we'll give you the
empowering
tools going.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. Empowering people. It feels because I remember, I use Amazon Web Services like a lot, and I read something horrific recently. It was something like basically Amazon's been through the entire population of certain countries for AWS staff now, so much so that they're going around to people that they hired originally and who have left. They're like rehiring, like they're going around the population again. And it feels like that's the thing with them. It's so mega now that they're just, I don't know, they're employing at such a rate that they know that they're going to lose the staff, but they're, I don't know, maybe this is them trying to do some good in the community and put that back and try and, like Matt says, empower people and upskill their workforce or something. I don't know. It feels good.
Well, this is it. And I said in my newsletter, I was like desperately searching through the fine print for like the, you know, the thing that said, oh, by the way, if you do a program of us, that's you. You belong to us now for like 10 years, which feels very Amazon to me. But nothing like that. It genuinely seems like a good program.
So is it open-ended in terms of what you choose to study as well, or do they kind of control that?
There's a range of programs you can choose from, but the breadth is, it is huge.
Really?
Yeah, and the choice, 180 colleges. I mean, you can literally work anywhere in the US, and you can go to the Amazon facility, and then there's local college to you. So I do feel it's probably as much of the PR activity as it is them trying to upskill the workforce. But I imagine out of some of those employees, some will decide to stay long term with the company and move between the different departments that Amazon has with, you know, that extra layer of education, especially in the tech area.
Is it available for employees of all levels?
Paid hourly employees, so they're targeted in a specific segment. So for me, I imagine that's mainly the workhouses. Jesus, Victorian England, isn't it?
I mean,
that's the image I have in Amazon warehouse. It's not far off, is it? Yeah. Also, I imagine they're targeting like warehouse staff and fulfillment centres.
I wonder genuinely whether it is like a talent thing, because Amazon being so massive, I wonder whether they just can't get enough people at like the next level up from that, and whether this is their way of preparing people, just because they're going to churn through people like there's no tomorrow. I mean, you know, it's easy, isn't it? It is easy to poke fun at them and laugh about, like, you know, you posted it before we started talking about this. You posted the link about wellness pods, Amazon's wellness pods that are like something off of a dystopian sci-fi, like something like Blade Runner or something, where in here, you will feel better in 5 minutes. Now come back, work more. And the Jeff Bezos has kind of got that whole meme image of being, you know, almost a slave driver type thing. But at the same time, this does feel good. And I think that to use your famous expression, Carl, to bring it back to HE, I think this is something that the HE sector needs to be aware of. I think it needs to be something that they're very aware of and perhaps almost frightened of. At Christmas, in our webinar, Kyle, shameless plug, we talked about Hyper Island and how they should enter for a Heist Award this year. Yeah. And, you know, competitor institutions and competitor brands, I guess now, it started off as something in the distance. Now it feels like they've crept up and they're right on people's shoulders and breathing down their necks, you know.
The mode of education is shifting. I mean, it's not so much a competitor, but it's when I've seen the uptake of degree apprenticeships and the interest in degree apprenticeships, because I used to work on those in 2017, I think it was, and the uptake was quite niche. But now I looked at some stats recently, and I think something like 25% of Gen Z are at least considering a degree apprenticeship. Now, you know, unfortunately, degree apprenticeships in the moment tend not to hire people who are on the younger end of the spectrum, who are going to university of a university age. So, you know, those who get degree apprenticeships don't tend to be that 18-year-old mark. But the interest is there for a very different style of education, not just that traditional campus-based one. And if you throw in the mix of what online's, what's going to happen with online over the next like 5 years or so, be interesting to see where that coin lands. But you begin to see all these different things in the mixing pot, which will, you know, come out as a very different style of education. And it, you know, this is why EdTech's seen like huge investment since 2020, because there's so much being disrupted right now, and the venture capital's there for it. Although it'll probably dry up in the next couple of years if we come off this beautiful curve.
I've been reading a lot of the UCAS reports recently, and the one that stuck out was the lifestyle report, 2021 lifestyle report, and it talked about how prospects' habits, Gen Z habits, had fundamentally changed over the pandemic, and that now it's not that things like blended learning like blended learning is desirable in some aspects, like there's a desire for that. So habits have changed. Online is a thing that people need to be aware of. I don't know, like it will be really interesting to see how this one plays out. I'd actually love in like maybe 6 months' time or a year's time or whatever, we should make a mental note to come back to this episode and revisit and see what happened. You know, maybe it got swept under the carpet and it was all a magic PR exercise, or maybe it was something more and it was that force for good. Who knows?
For sure.
All right, well, thank you very much. Interesting as always. If you've enjoyed today's show, drop us a like and maybe even consider a subscribe. Thanks, and we will see you next Monday. We're live every Monday, 9 a.m. GMT. See you next week.